Mark is still saying keeped instead of kept. I've corrected him many times, but he still says kept. Actually, he makes a lot of mistakes. I'll try to report them. He regularizes verbs.
From how long ago, Dad, from how long ago have Mr. T and Hulk Hogan been friends? This is sort of, you mean since when?
Yeah.
Since when? From how long ago?
Mm-hmm.
I'd say it goes back at least 2 or 3 years. Maybe 5 years. Mr. T was not famous. Hulk Hogan was famous before Mr. T. In the wrestling world.
Then comes Mr. T and they make friends.
And all the 18.
They were the two world wrestling champions.
Was Mr. T a world wrestling champion? I didn't know that.
I think they were both.
Is this the real 18 Mr. T, B.A. Baracus guy? He does wrestling. I didn't know that.
No, he used to be a professional wrestler, but now he's a. And then he used to be a boxer, and now he's on television.
So what does he do? Does he still do world wrestling? Mark, you look in at one more?
Well, whenever he gets mixed up. I didn't take any cookies.
You all finished?
Well, you see, he got mixed.
Well, when we finish this,
he got put out of professional wrestling, then he got put out of boxing.
Mm.
So now he's got to play on top. Then he became a bodyguard.
Did he?
Now he's on television.
Good. Spoil baby. Little spoil baby. Little
spoil baby. Don't go crazy.
Tell me where the little spoil baby is. Come with the other little spoiled baby.
No, whoever's the little spoiled baby is in here.
How many of the kids in this family get spoiled rotten?
Hey.
How many kids in this family get spoiled rotten?
Me.
Count. Say how many. One.
Two.
Three. Four. How many? And who spoils the little babies in the family?
What?
Who spoils the little babies the most?
I don't.
No, who does?
I don't get it.
Mr. Dada.
I was pointing at Mr. Dada.
Mr. Dada is Mr. Spoiled.
I was pointing at Mr. Dada.
Hey, who took my other cookie?
Hmm?
Who took my other cookie?
I was sitting there?
There are two, right here.
No. One went to Mark.
Hmm.
You just saw two for a second.
One went to me.
If you drink your milk, if you drink your milk.
I finished mine!
One more. Okay.
I finished my
milk. Okay, but you have to have a little bit more with your last cookie. The last.
I finished my milk.
Don't get to be bunchy.
I finished my milk.
Good enough.
Uh-huh.
Enough.
Uh-huh. I finished my milk.
No.
I did too.
Okay, doesn't matter.
No way.
So what's your favorite? Thin Mints?
Uh-huh.
By far?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You don't like these peanut butter ones, huh?
Not really.
They're not so great. How about the Samoas? I think those are pretty good. Maybe when you get older, you'll like them.
I haven't tasted them. Can I taste one?
Uh-uh.
Why not?
After we finish these peanut butter, guys. Absolutely not.
Come on, come on.
Nope, that's it. Good night. You can have a peanut butter guy if you want.
What?
A peanut butter guy if you want, but no more Thin Mints. Okay, after bed, Mark. We'll see you out there. And remember when you have to before you go to bed.
Hey.
No.
What?
Oh, no, we're not. We'll. Mark's remembering his dream. He said, I was one of the gummy bears, and it was an airy day, and we went up in the sky, and I pulled down my shirt. Oh, yeah?
It was an airy day?
Because I knew if I didn't pull down my shirt, I wouldn't come back down.
Oh, was it an airy day, you said?
The wind got up. Yeah, windy.
What were you going to say, Ron, Mark?
It was a windy day.
Yes, I know, before Ron.
I loaded up into the air. He said, I pulled down my shirt and I went back down.
He said it was an airy day.
Oh.
Let me understand what you mean by this.
I
pulled
it up into the air
noting,
and I was done.
Because there are a lot of things that Ross makes sense.
Guess
also
what?
Floated.
Guess how I went
no.
down.
Let's see. Keep,
you know
keep.
How I went down?
Mm-hmm.
I went like this.
What do you call that?
Went slam.
What
slam
do you call
dunk.
That one? What do you call that one?
Slam dunk.
But the way you came down. How do you call that?
I floated.
Uh-huh.
And I went
mm-hmm.
on my face.
Went slam. Martha, there's some things that you just can't say with words. There's some things you just one can't just say with words. Like what?
Mom, do you think I'm eating nicely?
Huh?
Yes. Now, what are some of the things you can't say with words?
What?
Yes, no, what are some of the things
What are some of the things that you can't say with words in this world? I mean, it's too hard to say with words.
How much you weigh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
You weigh, not me.
Watch out for those guys.
Well, is it easy to find the words to say the way you feel?
If you think about it, is it? Like if you feel really crummy, is it easy to find a word to say how you feel?
Mark?
Passaging.
Mark, obviously, he knows how to get what he wants.
I know what I said.
No, don't give him a jacket and say please.
Please. Please.
Griffy.
Can I have the jam, please?
How do you feel about the jam?
Good. Ross's problem with his teeth last night.
In your dreams?
No, Mama was asleep. Mama was taking a cat nap before she really fired up for the evening.
Hey, that was intended to go to bed and stay there, but the way Mark rattled up and down the stairs.
Remember Mark rattling up and down the stairs?
Remember me when I was little? I ran
both sets of stairs.
Kept on.
When?
Remember when?
Mark, goddamn, all over your place.
When? Last night. When?
What time last night?
Oh, well, it's not interesting. Remember when what, Mark?
Just before the
movie. Remember when I was little and they ran up and down the hall?
Uh-huh.
No, I don't remember. Oh, yeah, and did the bomb, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And Mommy couldn't what with
sleep.
Them rallying up?
I couldn't sleep.
You were asleep?
I was asleep until Mark started running up and down the stairs.
I told
and then he came down and watched me and then.
That's because Mark woke me up, or somebody said,
oh, I yelled to Dad.
I think you did. Yes.
I yelled to Dad. I yelled to Dad. Mr. T is going against Bob Orton.
Mm-hmm. So I decided I'd come down to see what main event was happening in our family room.
And that time it was an hour and a half.
Was it boxing Bob Orton or cowboy Bob Orton?
Well, he used to be a wrestler called Cowboy Bob Orton. No,
boxer.
It's a boxer called Boxing Bob.
Oh, why is he?
And the guy who came on as Adonis.
Mommy.
Oh, adorable.
Adorable
Mom?
Adonis.
You don't care.
You're interrupting.
Oh, I missed that one.
Does he have another name? Mm. Is he always like that?
Yeah.
He's
Mommy?
Really weird.
Oh.
Mom.
Yes, Mom.
You make good food.
Thank you. Was there something else you wanted to say? That was it?
No, I love it.
That's good too.
Did you like the British Bulldogs?
The what?
British Bulldogs.
Were they good?
Well, they were pretty efficient.
How many guys were in the ring?
I had the feeling that they came from a more serious sport.
How many guys were in the ring?
They didn't mug a lot. They really sort of got to the business of decimation.
I know that's why Captain Lou managed them.
They acted like Irish fighters.
How come Mr. Fuji's always sick?
He isn't.
Is he out there yet?
I've seen him fine.
Mr. Fuji?
No.
Is he?
He's a manager.
Does he look?
No.
Is he a manager?
No.
Oh.
And when they get too old, they get to become managers.
Makes sense. What happened to the...
Captain Lou isn't too old. He wrestles.
What about the manager who was a woman? Is. She looks like one anyway. Right.
Was she ever a fighter?
No, she isn't a fighter.
Is she tough?
Yes. But not by comparison.
Mm-hmm. No, she isn't. She isn't tough.
Her image is the temptress.
Oh, I see.
Huh?
The one who flaunts about and is the beauty in the ring.
Yeah.
The one, the dummy, what's that dummy one that, who can't think? When it's difficult to think.
George Gamble's steel. Because she keeps distracting him.
Which one, the animal?
George Gamble's steel. Managed by Lou O'Bannell.
He's funny.
Lou O'Bannell wrestled.
I don't think George Bundy's very smart.
Is he the one with the bald head?
Yeah.
He's funny too. I like those
two.
King Kong funny.
He's the one that nearly murdered Hulk Hogan.
What happened to Hulk Hogan in the end? Is he in the hospital recovering?
He said in a couple hours he'd be let out.
Yeah.
And Jesse the Body Ventura said, that's what I always say, the man's got more guts than
brains. Hard to tell whether he was hurt or not.
Oh, come on, he wasn't hurt. Give me a break. No one gets hurt in these things. Do you think that this is all... Oh, come on.
I couldn't figure out what made them decide he was hurt.
It's the whole thing is a big act, guys. Come on. You don't think those guys would go through that kind of stuff.
They rent the whole...
The whole thing's a big act.
Is that why they can't go in the hospital?
Mm-hmm.
Is that why they can't go in the hospital?
Mm-hmm. Then he goes, yeah, right, there's no hospital. Well, I mean, he could make up a phony hospital for him to go into.
No, that was a real hospital.
Did they go into a real hospital where he was really there?
No, they weren't
allowed.
They
weren't
allowed? They weren't allowed
in the hospital. Mm-hmm.
So they had this doctor come out. And I couldn't figure if the doctor
was
a real doctor or not, or whether he was a...
Yeah.
He seemed like a real doctor who'd been...
Who was acting.
Who could have been put up to it. He looked kind of...
Yeah.
Bewildered.
Yeah.
He looked like maybe he wished he hadn't gotten into that. Anyway, so... He was supposed to have had injuries to the rib cage and neck. The spine.
And we saw this video.
I think they added the
video.
Yeah.
He was playing the guitar in front of the flag.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like
pretty
wonderful. Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, wonderful.
And then when it showed after one match, he was carrying a flag, small one.
Yeah.
And then he saw his kid and gave him a flag.
Then he what?
Saw a kid and gave him his flag.
Oh, that's cute. Mark, you have syrup over on your shoulder, on your right shoulder.
Syrup.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever it is. I think we're going to throw you guys into the shower.
Ooh,
oh, yeah. Yeah, we're going to give you a shower.
Do we have to?
No, we don't have to.
I'm going to buy them bubble bath.
Bubble bath. Bubble bath for the little feelies. Don't get that damn on that Ewok suit.
That Ewok suit was just in the way.
I think that suit, Ewok suit, has been off now of the day. It was a, it's a nighttime thing. You don't wear it for breakfast. But you get all sorts of yuppies over here. We've got yuppies all over here.
That's not yuppies.
What is it? Ewok, please.
I had a dream about children and how messy they were. I had to clean up.
That's no theory.
No theory, man. These kids are picky. Hey, I want to tell you something.
Turn off that tape is coming.
I
want to
tell you something.
I don't know what Mark's talking about, but he says, Mom, I hope you know, I can't do the huge, gigantic boxes, but I can do the... Now he corrected it to giant boxes. Maybe you were trying to say gigantic. Anyway, there's a little box he can do. What are you talking about?
The big...
boxes of cleaning my hair for the little ones I hear. Ross is worried about whether he's not going to go to Bessemer.
What if I don't go to Bessemer?
You do go to Bessemer. Well, I'll check it out. Okay, we can worry about it until tomorrow, and then we'll find out for sure tomorrow, okay?
Did mommy want to play baseball in my new bat?
Did mommy tell you you were going to electric plant?
Okay.
She did? When did she tell you that?
Coming back from school today.
And why did she tell you that?
Because I wanted to see Bessie.
And she's so sure that you're going to electric plant? She is?
She said, you're going to electric plant, and she said, but Dad says he doesn't matter.
Oh, really? Well, maybe you aren't going to electric plant then. Who else is going to Bessemer?
Everybody.
Who?
Steven.
Mm-hmm.
Steven, Tony, Mark.
Uh-huh.
Dwayne, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Timmy, Brad. Gary and Michael, every kid.
You what?
Every one of my friends are going.
Hmm.
Say bye-bye.
I promise I'll find out for you tomorrow.
Huh?
Okay? I promise I'll find out for sure for you tomorrow.
Okay, I'll take back that toy. Dad, do you know what happened to our Tom Brown frog?
Hmm?
Do you know what happened to the frog?
Mm-hmm. I'll look for it, though.
Find the bat, and he said, oh, you mean the metal bat? And I said, oh, yeah. And when we found it was, in fact, wooden, and I said, Ross, that's not a metal bat, that's a regular wooden bat. And he said, yeah, but I remembered it as metal. And as he had assimilated it, he thought he had one of those wooden ones that are painted metal. This is March 2nd, 10:30 in the evening, they're packing their lunch.
Chocolate milk at 2 o'clock.
They're grapes.
What?
Grapes.
You want grapes?
I guess there are certain sounds that really... I just wanted to know if we ever throw away empty bottles, big empty bottles of syrup. And he said, so the way he said it was, do we ever throw away the unfilled ones?
Mark, whether his jeans were clean or dirty, and said, as far as I can tell, they're clean, because I don't remember wearing them to school, and I don't remember Ross wearing them to school. This is March 5th in the evening. I was just up with Mark, clearing up his room.
After watching a TV commercial about a new TTI Tevis braking system, I said to Ross, "Look, Ross, they covered up the car with plastic so you can't tell what kind of a car it is." And Ross said, "No, Mom, you see, it's the tire that they're trying to sell, not the car."
It's tropical.
I don't. There's no money. No, wait, they have some warm places. They have,
I mean, palm trees and everything.
Mm-hmm. Way down in the south, they have a little bit of warmth.
Yeah, but not at all, like,
no.
Hawaii.
No.
Or
they have
Miami.
A desert. They have
or
a desert.
Miami.
They have a desert. A big cool desert.
But it's not the same as Miami.
It's not a warm desert. Yeah.
Miami Beach or
no, nothing like that.
Yeah. Or California.
That's why we don't have any crime here, huh?
Yeah, they do.
Aren't you bigger?
Dad, your glasses are steamed up.
Yeah, not anymore.
Yeah.
Do you figure that crime only occurs in places like Miami?
No.
Where else do they have crime?
California.
California? Yeah, they have crime.
Mm-hmm.
Hollywood. Hollywood Vice, right? Isn't that your program?
No, it's a movie. Hollywood Vice Squad.
It's about as far from Miami as you could get, right?
No, it goes, it's a long way from Miami.
Right.
Dad?
Yeah?
Is Cleveland bad?
Cleveland?
Yeah.
It's not one of the best cities in the country.
Is it in the United States?
Oh, sure.
Mm. What's it like?
Well, of course, there are different parts of the city.
What's it like?
I don't really know it very well. I was there once, but I didn't know it very well. I'll tell you what people say. They say it's sort of run down.
Old.
Old, yeah. Not too well kept.
I know the tech thing. Everything tech is coming our way, you know.
Tech?
Yeah, you know, like New Giant Eagle, really.
All that kind of new stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty
good. Every real new ideas, real better, a lot better ideas.
Better ideas how to do things.
Like, remember, I moved my bed by the window.
That was a better idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I could see out the window.
Those are the kind of things you
get
need.
Out of heat.
Yeah, that's what we need in this country, better ideas, right?
Yeah.
People are thinking about it.
They sure are in Pennsylvania.
That's true. That's true, huh?
Pennsylvania and South Carolina
have the best ideas, or need the most ideas?
They have the more tech.
South Carolina? No.
What?
You don't have the most. North Carolina has a lot. You're right.
North Carolina and Pennsylvania.
Well, they're competing for this area. To get tech in this area. Yeah. But you know what else has tech? A lot of tech.
Mm-hmm.
California.
Give me a break.
Where? Come on, San Diego.
What about?
They have a lot of tech out there, man.
Well, that's just because they've got Universal Studios.
Right. But they also have a lot of computer corporations and that kind of thing.
So it's Pennsylvania?
Sure. Well, Pennsylvania is an older state. It's not as new as California. But Pennsylvania is rebuilding itself.
So we're 1985 going for 86.
That's right, Mom. That's right. You should be proud of yourself, too. Be proud of your state, too. Are you proud of your state?
Well...
What state is that?
Everything, I like the football players from Miami, the Miami Dolphins.
Dan Bennett? Like Dan Bennett?
Yeah, because Steelers usually get it.
Club.
Yeah.
But the Steelers used to be...
1906.
Steelers used to be champs then.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll come back, you think so?
Nice. You mean they've been put out before?
Oh, I know. Not that bad off. Not that bad off. But they got a long ways to come.
I know.
Long ways.
1985 was a real bad year for them.
Yep, that's true. It really was.
My favorite one. Because Mrs. Forna.
Mrs. Forna, she was your favorite, right?
Yeah.
She was a real sucker for you, too.
Huh?
She was a real sucker for you.
What do you mean?
Well, she thought you were Mr. Super Kid. She thought you were Mr. Super Kid.
Huh.
You know, Mr. Wonderful.
Oh,
no. Oh, dear.
Wonderful.
Okay, Ross, now do you need those chocolate
chips?
Still need chocolate chips?
One and a half balls. Yeah.
Okay. I only go if you drink milk.
Okay. I like that. This match scheduled for one and a half balls.
Oh, yeah?
What do they mean by balls?
How do you say scheduled or scheduled?
Scheduled.
Oh.
What do they mean by it?
You mean they're gonna take the fight.
So what does one fall mean?
Knock them down bad one time. After one and a half falls, then you can be finished. Something like that. I'm not quite sure what that means. I'll be honest with you. I'm not that big on wrestling. I don't know all those stuff about wrestling.
Dad. Did you see Hulk Hogan's video?
Mm-hmm.
Real American. For the slammies. Probably
the
slammies? Won. Okay, look. It is I am a real man. It's from the Beatles.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That was wild.
Very, very bad father. That's the problem with his family. If there were a nicer father, everything would work out better. I'm convinced. Don't you think so?
What about the mother?
Not possible. She's so nice already. No?
Not the way I see it.
Ross, come here and give me a kiss. Oops, just came over here today.
Just because he hates one of us doesn't mean he loves the other.
Right. I caught on to that.
I please excuse.
Are those little bugs in there?
Mm-hmm.
You just go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we need to cultivate that for all the other plants.
Right.
Whose bunny had the broken ear, and Marty said, wait, that broken one is Ross, is yours. And, that broken one, whose is the broken one, Marty? Ross's. And he said, that ear was broken off. What did you say?
Oh, shoot, I forgot.
That ear was broken off,
mm-hmm.
And so I gave it to Dad,
mm-hmm.
And he ate it.
And he ate it? Uh-huh, okay. That's right. So it was mine. So the broken one was mine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, I get an ear.
Oh, Ross, don't ruin the rabbit. Gee.
When Dad wants to ruin it, he can have the ear, right?
Right.
Yeah. I see. I owe him an ear, is that right?
Yes.
Fine.
Only one ear.
Only one ear.
They love the rabbit.
Yeah, boys, if you think you maybe had a, don't want to get sick. What's wrong, Mark?
I ate all the white cookies.
Oh, I can't believe you're so spoiled. Look at all the sweets you have.
But he ate the whole cookie.
So
the whole white cookie.
So big deal.
Yeah, but you ate the whole other half.
It's not as good as the rabbit. The white cookie's not as good as the rabbit.
Whole other half of what?
Oh, Mark, you're being just really silly.
Okay, I'll eat all that.
Russ?
Yeah?
Why don't you buy some chocolate chip cookies at Giant Eagle in the bakery section?
Why?
Have you tasted them?
I'd like.
They say they're good.
Really?
More than one person has told me to do.
Okay.
Try them. Don't try very many. Just try them. In fact, eat one and then buy more.
Okay.
Right? And the peanuts in the generic section are supposed to be good. They're supposed to be peanuts.
I don't want to show any peanuts.
One for you, one for you.
I don't like the shell peanuts. I don't care what kind of peanut I end up with, I don't want to shell them. the problem, Mark. Now, why isn't your tooth hurt? Why does your tooth hurt? Because I messed up your gum?
No, you went.
I know.
You made the apple get push up the tooth to
hurt
the gum.
I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry.
And it I think it had cavity.
No, it'll be okay. Here, have another bite. You hold it yourself.
No, just the nerve.
Can we help you? Good orange, too. You're doing pretty well there. I think the apples would be better than the oranges, though. Yeah. Taste that, man. It's just so sweet.
I'll buy them that way. Mom.
No, what? You'd rather bite and get
Mom.
It's true, Mom.
Can you
Tell her it's the last pipe.
Which one? Precious bird.
Yeah, keep him up. You did a good job.
We were talking about, I think it's, I don't know, we were talking about telling, I was talking to Ross about telling the truth, and when you hear two people telling the truth, which one do you believe, or two people telling you something, and they conflict, which one do you believe, and he said, yeah, well, like, actually, this was a poor example on his part, but in any case, it turned out to be funny. He said, yeah, like Savico, which is a boy, held this kind of dating game with Holly, and he asked if Holly liked. Did he like Savico, or did he like Mark? I don't know who that is. It's another child. Or did he like me? And Ross said, and I was hiding under the table and stuff. And she chose me. So I asked Ross, well, when did this happen? When did this happen? Because he's been listening to me tell him about the court case that I was just a juror on. Anyway, so I said, when did this happen? And he looked at me, and he kind of squinted his eyes. He looked up into the air and said, that was October 1985.
Said, we better, how come so many clothes are going into the wash? And I said, what do you mean so many clothes are going in the wash? He said, well, you took my shirt and now I can't find any socks. And I said, well, what about these? And he said, they ball up on me. And I tried another pair, and he said, okay. But still, what about tomorrow? In other words, this was the last pair of socks that he could possibly wear. And I said, well, I'll go down and pull up some drying that has already been dried. And what was interesting here was this use of, but still, what about tomorrow? Sort of that rhetorical form of use of still, I thought was kind of interesting. My argument still stands, kind of use. Don't ever remember him using it before, although I'm sure he might have used it maybe in the last year or so, possible, but it seems like the first time I've heard that use of but still. And it's kind of nice because but still, what about? It seems to be a sort of a single form. What's wrong with the egg carton, Mark?
It's full.
It's full. Okay.
You
going to dream about eggs?
What
do you dream?
I got more eggs.
In the dream?
He dreams about eggs and not more.
No, I dreamed I broke one egg and I got thousands more.
Oh, wow. That's the neatest deal. I love those kind of dreams.
Mm-hmm. And then he got us a lot of money because of his magic.
Magic boy. Rusty's quarters.
Huh?
You need quarters, don't you? I'll be getting your quarters.
Three of them.
Pretty good. How many quarters is Mark?
None.
One.
Too bad, darling.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, huh? Uh-uh. Who told me you did? Well, then. Mark needs some.
Mm-hmm.
You owe me this money back
that much.
From your next allowance.
And told me.
Understand that?
Go ahead and eat the orange first. One of them.
Mark, do you need money too? Okay, you owe me it for your next allowance then. Now, Daddy gets to sit down. Daddy gets to sit down and eat breakfast. Or do I have to run around like a chicken with my head cut off?
Run around like a chicken with your head cut off.
Right.
Well, not with your head cut off.
Like a chicken.
And run around. So, run around.
Mm-hmm.
Give no cat. What?
About running around and act like Rossi.
Huh? Rossi acts bad.
Oh no, don't do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Was this about four eggs?
More.
No, but I put a lot of milk in them.
And they're jumbos too.
Oh! It is four eggs.
I know you.
And were they jumbos?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Oops.